Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures support to northeastern states affected by torrential rain. Nagaland government, Five Tribes Committee, Mule Commission to examine demand for review of state's job reservation policy. All party delegation meet External Affairs Minister after visit to Middle East and Africa. And northeastern states to witness continued rainfall this week. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dialed the chief ministers of Assam and Sikkim as well as Manipur Governor Ajay Bhalla to take stock of the flood situation in the northeastern states. Mr. Modi expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said in a social media post that he briefed the Prime Minister on the current situation and the relief operation being undertaken. Mr. Modi also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chattan in Lachen. Mr. Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern. State government and the Five Tribes Committee have agreed on a 15-day timeline to decide on setting up a commission to examine the demand for review of the state's job reservation policy. This followed a meeting between the government, representatives of the Five Tribes Committee and five tribal apex bodies chaired by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton in Kohima today. During the meeting, the Five Tribes Committee and apex tribal bodies called for either scrapping the backward quota reservation or allocating the remaining quota specifically to the five tribes. The government requested time for detailed examination. In response, the committee proposed that instead of a review panel, a formal commission should be constituted to study their concerns in detail. Mr. Paton said a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nipur Rio will be held by June 17 to deliberate on the proposal.
As in the conclusion, we both have agreed that within 2 weeks, that is till 17th, where requested tribal bodies to give us time to have a cabinet discussion for this, whether to set up a commission or not. So they have also agreed till 17th, we are given time.
The outcome of the cabinet meeting will then be shared with the tribal bodies. Addressing the media after the meeting, Five Tribes Committee convener Tessin Law Semi described the discussions as fruitful. Mr. Semi confirmed that until the expiry of the 15-day period, the Five Tribes Committee will keep its agitation in abeyance.
After the expiry of the dead, 15 days, we will definitely have another meeting with the government also. Till such time, we will be keeping our agitation in abeyance.
All-party delegation led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda met with the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar after returning to New Delhi today. As part of India's ongoing efforts under Operation Sindoor and its resolute stand against terrorism, the delegation has successfully concluded its visits to Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain. Talking to the media after meeting, diplomat Harsh Vardhan Shringla, who is also a member of the delegation, said that the delegation provided their feedback and inputs to the minister. He said that Dr. Jaishankar congratulated the delegation, stating that all the objectives have been fulfilled.
बहुत अच्छी मीटिंग रही, फीडबैक दोनों फेस मिनिस्टर को देना था वो हैं, सभी डेलीगेशन मेंबर्स ने अपने व्यूज शेयर किए हैं, उन्होंने कहा कि बहुत सफल रहा आपका यात्रा, बिल्कुल मतलब जो ऑब्जेक्टिव थे हमारे वो पूरे हो गए और उन्होंने डेलीगेशन मेंबर्स खासतौर से लीडर को भी बधाई दी.
Advisor for Agriculture Mhathanyan Than has underscored the importance of value addition through packaging, branding and marketing of organic and indigenous products to boost rural livelihoods. Inaugurating the weekly bazaar for self-help groups under the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission in Woka, he called for increased production and consistency in quality. He also emphasized the need to improve market chain accessibility, promote local products and strengthen rural economy through collective responsibility. Urging farmers to stay committed and work together, Mr. Yanthan highlighted the importance of self-reliance, teamwork and utilizing government schemes to support agricultural development. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This evening, we focus on an important question: how long should you practice asanas? The duration of practicing asanas and pranayama largely depends on the individual's available time and personal goals. Ideally, a healthy person should dedicate about 30 minutes daily on loosening exercises and asanas to build strength, flexibility, and balance. Following these, 15 minutes should be spent on pranayama, the breath control techniques to enhance respiratory function, calm the mind, and prepare for meditation. This balanced approach ensures comprehensive physical and mental well-being. Minister of State for Defense Sanjay Seth announced a planned expansion of National Cadet Corps with the addition of 3 lakh cadets across the country. He was speaking at the inauguration of the Conference of Special Joint State Delegates and Additional and Deputy Directors General of NCC in Bhopal today. Mr. said several states have already extended their commitment to fast-track the necessary training infrastructure. The minister called for continued center-state cooperation and urged the states to fulfill their commitment of providing required personal infrastructure and funding to support the historic expansion of NCC. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has stated that ragging and bullying in educational institutions are not only harmful to the emotional and psychological well-being of students, but also violate the principles of a safe and inclusive learning environment. In a directive issued to all heads of registered institutions under NBSC, school heads have been instructed to reiterate and reinforce strict anti-ragging and anti-bullying measures within their institutions, a report.
The NBSC has advised school heads to conduct regular awareness programs and counseling sessions to educate students about the consequences of ragging and bullying. It has also mandated the formation of anti-ragging and anti-bullying committees comprising representatives from staff, parents, and students. Additionally, the heads have been asked to install complaint or suggestion boxes to ensure that victims or eyewitnesses can report incidents anonymously. The directive further instructs schools to display prominent notices in key areas of the premises, clearly stating that ragging and bullying are strictly prohibited and will result in severe disciplinary action. The NBSC has also emphasized the need to sensitize staff members so they can identify and address such issues promptly and emphatically. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And northeastern states will continue to experience rainfall throughout the week, with heavy to very heavy showers likely over the next 2 days, according to the India Meteorological Department. While the intensity is expected to decrease after 2 days, light to moderate rain is likely across most parts of the region over the next 7 days. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures support to northeastern states affected by torrential rain. Nagaland government, Five Tribes Committee Mill Commission to examine demand for review of state's job reservation policy. All party delegation meet External Affairs Minister after visit to Middle East and Africa. And northeastern states to witness continued rainfall this week. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.